WJTL bringing you Behold the Beloved's latest song, Heartbreak. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
And congratulations once again going out to Brent Martin from Lititz, our first winner of the day. He won a family pass to Tiny Town in Lancaster. You can visit them online at tinytownpa.com. Plenty of opportunities to win on this winning Wednesday, where mostly cloudy skies are in the forecast. A chance of light rain or drizzle as well. High 59 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain. Windy, low 49. Tomorrow, rain, possibly a thunderstorm. Pretty cloudy, pretty breezy. That high 64 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, mostly cloudy skies, 43 degrees. In Harrisburg, 44.
Our friend Rick Rao is here. We're talking about the big choir. Good morning again, Rick.
Good morning, Fred.
Thank you so much for being here.
I love being here.
We've been celebrating God's word throughout 2025, asking our guests if they have a life verse that they could share. Could you do that?
Mine is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
And why is that verse so important to you?
Because I need my paths directed a lot, you know, and it just is it's comforting to know you can go to the Lord, the God of everything, and he's invested in your life. That's what that verse means to me.
He
cares enough to direct your paths.
Yeah. We're excited to have Big Choir here at the Junction Center coming up November 7th.
So excited.
You're directing it. It was your vision to put it together. Tell us about the Big Choir.
So the Big Choir is, again, we do contemporary music. We do songs from, you know, Kurt Franklin, C.C. Winans, a lot of We the Kingdom, Kane. So they're energetic songs, and then you apply the choir to that, and again, you hit that chorus, it just makes it big, you know, and we love that, a lot of energy, and again, a live band that we put a lot of time and energy into that too, so the combination of which I think musically, the vibe from our first couple concerts, wow, that was a lot of fun. We also encourage people to go ahead and sing, throw their head back and sing. A lot of these songs they'll know, at least the chorus. And so the Big Choir, by the end of the night, should be everybody in the room.
Love that.
And that's kind of what we're after.
Yeah.
Now, juxtaposed between the songs are videos or live, you know, life stories or resurrection stories of people that are just kind of passionately pouring out their hearts. And it's kind of a vulnerable place to be, but they do it. Some of them were very far from God. Some of them were raised in like Christian homes, but you know, like maybe deconstructed or left and came back. Some people in these videos will tell you that they would love to argue with Christians and say, well, you know, your religion is just your crutch. And yet somebody prayed for them and now they're on the other side of all of that, you know, where people just never gave up on them. So all that kind of heartfelt stuff in between this praise and worship music, leaves, we like to say people leave changed.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel something, you know, when you come to our concert.
Which is what I love about music is, you know, you could hear great music, it could be perfect, but it's when you feel something that you feel the Lord moving.
That's
through.
It. It's such a great tool for the Lord to use.
Yeah, it's happening here November 7th, and tickets are free, but you do need to get tickets in advance, right?
We would love that just to know you're coming and stuff, you know. So again, jump on the Junction Center's website, go to the events tab, and then find us and just hit that and say, hey, we're coming.
So tell us a little bit about putting the choir together. How did people come to know about Big Choir and become a part?
Okay, so we have the best way to do that. We started out just kind of by word of mouth through CFC, and then those channels got a little bigger and a little bigger. But if you go to our website, which is www.bigchoir.net, you'll find a registration tab there that's pretty much our front and center thing because we're trying to grow the choir. So you hit that tab, questionnaire will come up. You just kind of fill that out, and we talk about where you sing and you're in.
Bigchoir.net.
Yes, bigchoir.net.
And you're looking for people from every denomination, every kind of background. You really want it to be representative of Lancaster County.
Lancaster County, and you know, we like to diversify it out. We have friends in, actually, Denver, Colorado. It's a friend of ours, and she's going to bring her choir in next year at the same time at the Junction Center, and we're going to join forces.
How cool is that?
So the bigger the better. You know, if we get 200 people, we'll be loving that.
Here's an opportunity for you to hear a great choir with a live band. I love that you said earlier that it is a show disguised as outreach.
Yes.
So if you want to bring a friend who would really be ministered to right now by that, it's a great opportunity. It's happening here at the Junction Center, November the 7th. Go to JunctionCenterProductions.com. Tickets are free, but we do ask that you get tickets if you can, so Please. We know you're coming.
Yes, that'd be great.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, think about that person that you're trying to reach and maybe try to get to church and the conversation has just died and stalled and yet you still care about them. Get them to this concert. Mm. I mean, we don't browbeat anybody, but the Word of God is and the way to connect with Jesus is very well represented, is very clear and done creatively. So get them there.
I love that. Check it out, JokerCenterProductions.com or BigChoir.net if
yes.
you're interested in supporting or joining the choir as well. Rick, it was a joy to have you here
and
today.
Same. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're going back to the music with Michael W. Smith. This is Kingdom Come on WJTL. Good morning.